Northern Ireland's political parties are locked in a battle for votes in the UK general election on Thursday. But there's one issue that unites them all, and that's opposition to the British government's hugely controversial Legacy Act to end investigations into killings during the Troubles. The new law, which came into effect on the 1st of May, has caused a huge rift between London and Dublin, with the Irish government taking a case against the UK in the European Court of Human Rights. British Labour leader Keir Starmer has vowed to repeal that legislation if he enters Downing Street. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney reports.
The Irish government says that it had no choice other than to take this legal action because the British government removed the political avenue.
RTE's Sandra Hurley reported on the decision by the Irish government just days before Christmas to challenge the UK's Legacy Act in the European courts. It prompted an angry response from the British government, but was widely welcomed by campaign groups and political parties in Northern Ireland.
It's been torturous for families, because families really have seen any of their concerns disregarded.
Sandra Peake is chief executive of the Weave Trauma Centre, which represents people bereaved or injured through the Troubles.
For something that has such deep reservations right across all victims groups, right across the political parties, right across the churches, and still the implement.
The British Labour Party has given a very clear commitment to repeal the legislation if it forms the next UK government. Its election manifesto states that the Legacy Act denies justice to the families and victims of the Troubles.
Well, amongst victims, there is a heavy expectation that this law will be overturned. For those victims, they want to see processes that will finally deliver truth and justice to them.
Gráinne Teggart is Deputy Director of Amnesty in Northern Ireland, which has supported a number of legal challenges to the legislation.
It's critical that the next UK government repeals the Troubles Act with the degree of urgency that's required.
The UK's unilateral move set aside a deal on legacy that had the support of the Irish government and four of Northern Ireland's main political parties, Sinn Féin, the DUP, Alliance and the SDLP. The Stormont House Agreement of 2014 included a proposal for an independent historical investigations unit to investigate all outstanding Troubles-related killings. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson effectively ripped that agreement up.
And what Johnson did was, he was basically being driven by the desire to secure an amnesty for British soldiers. An amnesty had already been introduced in Britain for soldiers who served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Professor Kieran McAvoy from the School of Law at Queen's University in Belfast has spent the past decade advising victims groups and others engaged in the legacy debate. The ending of all prosecutions for Troubles killings also applied to Republican and Loyalist paramilitaries.
Throughout the years of negotiation here, no one ever asked for an amnesty. No one tabled it, so Boris Johnson just imposed it, and then, in very Boris Johnson fashion, he said, let's call that reconciliation.
The reconciliation element is the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery. Headed by Northern Ireland's former Lord Chief Justice, Sir Declan Morgan, it was originally intended that it could offer conditional amnesty in return for cooperation and information. That part of the legislation has been ruled unlawful by a judge at the High Court in Belfast. But Sandra Peake says families still have serious concerns.
The commission that's been set up, the run-up to it, the establishment of it, the way that the government looked at really demonstrating scant regard for the criticism of it, doesn't bode well for it. And essentially today it's sitting with a huge credibility issue.
The High Court ruling that the immunity from prosecution provision is unlawful is being appealed by the British government, with judgment expected in the autumn. Gráinne Teggart says campaign groups hope a new government will act quickly.
Particularly in the first 100 days of a new government, there must be clear signals that there is legislative moves on this. And also we must see that the next UK government is sending a clear signal that rights and the rule of law matter, and that they will be respected, protected and upheld.
Kieran McAvoy believes prompt delivery by Labour on its manifesto promise could persuade the Irish government to withdraw its legal challenge. But he also expects Dublin to come under pressure to do more on legacy.
I think they'll definitely want to see the legislative colour of Labour's money. I can't imagine the Irish government giving that card up lightly. And so therefore, I think that's the sort of sensible, that's a sensible landing zone where you've got, you return to the Stormont House Agreement overall, and the Irish government are being seen to step up and responding sympathetically to some of the asks that are coming from unionist politicians and unionist victims groups, and also victims groups in the South. So the Dublin Monaghan families, for example, you know, that there's a, there should be a landing zone where grown-ups are stepping up to the plate on both sides of the border.
That was our Northern editor, Vincent Carney, reporting.